Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, The Long Game, was written by Tim Gustafson. When believers in Jesus in David's country suffered oppression, their farm animals were killed. Having lost their livelihood, David's family scattered to various countries. For 9 years, he existed in a refugee camp, far from his family. He knew God was with him, but during the separation, 2 family members died, and he grew despondent. Long ago, another people group faced brutal oppression, so God appointed Moses to lead those people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Moses reluctantly agreed, but when he approached Pharaoh, the Egyptian ruler only intensified the oppression. "I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go," he said in Exodus chapter 5. The people complained to Moses, who complained to God. In the end, God freed the Israelites, and they got the freedom they wanted, but in God's way and timing. He plays a long game, teaching us about his character and preparing us for something greater. David made good use of his years in a refugee camp, earning a master's degree from a New Delhi seminary. Now, he's a pastor to his own people, refugees like him who have found a new home. "My story as a refugee forms the crucible for leading as a servant," he says. In his testimony, David cites Moses' song in Exodus 15:2, "The Lord is my strength and my defense." And today, he's ours as well. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work." Then Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working." That same day, Pharaoh gave this order to the slave drivers and overseers in charge of the people. "You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That is why they are crying out, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Make the work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we can always rely on you. Forgive us when we lose sight of that truth and teach us to always lean on you in both good and bad times. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.